Down in the rabbit burrow, Mother was worrying harder than usual. Any occurrence, good or bad, which upset the quiet order of Mother's days always brought on a fit of worry, and of course the present great excitement had resulted in a perfect frenzy. She had thought of every danger or unpleasantness which might accompany the arrival of new folks, and was now inventing new and unlikely ones. She had discussed the possibility of dogs, cats, and ferrets, of shotguns, rifles, and explosives, of traps and snares, of poisons and poison gases. There might even be boys. She had repeated a horrid rumor which had circulated recently concerning a man who had attached a hose to the exhaust pipe of his automobile and stuck it down folks' burrows. Several families were reported to have perished from this diabolical practice. "Now, Mother, now," Father had reassured her, "I have pointed out many times that their untimely fate was entirely due to their own negligence in allowing their emergency exits to become clogged with stored-up foodstuffs. While a careful husbanding of food against the winter is a highly commendable custom, it is the height of folly to use one's emergency exit as a root cellar or a preserve closet. Unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately," he went on, eyeing their own bare shelves and empty cupboards, "our somewhat straitened circumstances of recent years have not permitted the accumulation of any great store of winter provender, so our exit has remained clear and in excellent repair at all times. Although I must confess that you have occasionally exhibited an unfortunate tendency to clutter the passage with brooms, mops, buckets, and such unnecessary household implements. Just recently I experienced an extremely painful fall out there." Mother had promptly removed the buckets and brooms and was somewhat comforted, but she still turned pale whenever the east wind brought a whiff of exhaust smell from some passing car. She had also thought up the possibility that the newcomers might cut down and plow up the thicket where the burrow lay. This, Father admitted, was possible, but hardly probable.
"In such an event," he said, "we should merely be forced to change our place of residence. Our present location down here in the hollow, although made dear through long association, is at certain seasons of the year indubitably damp, not to say wet. I have noted of late a slight tendency toward gout, a family inheritance, which might be greatly benefited by a removal to a somewhat more elevated location. I have long had my eye on a site up near the pine wood, and should such destructive activities on the part of new folks necessitate a change of residence, it would, I believe, be not without certain advantages."
Mother burst into tears at the thought of leaving the old home, and Father hastily changed the subject to the possibility of cats and dogs.
"As for cats," he said, "the whole matter is merely one of proper parental discipline. As you are aware, children should be heard, but not seen.